Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Nat and Ima with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, new UQ research project aims to promote the use of native Australian yams. PhD candidate Foyal Samson Illuminide is studying the use of these edible roots, saying yams have been an important part of Aboriginal culture. Mr. Illuminide says he hopes to bridge the gap between Indigenous knowledge and Western science. He further suggests that the plants have the potential to wield anti-diabetic properties as well as bioactive compounds.
And in more local news, the Brisbane City Council has laced up their shoes to develop and release a draft walkable Brisbane strategy earlier this month. They asked for input from the community via an online survey that will close at the end of July. Brisbane Civic Cabinet Chair for Transport Ryan Murphy said the council is committed to maintaining the city's incredible lifestyle. Elizabeth Watson-Brown, the Greens member for Ryan, criticised the 42-page survey, saying it is not a community consultation, it is more like a uni assignment. Watson-Brown labelled such surveys as fake consultations and one of the most toxic practices that have so undermined public trust in government.
And in national news, last Friday, more than 79,000 hectares of Bujumbura National Park has been returned to the land's traditional owners, the Wanyu people. The Wanyu Prescribed Body Corporate will lease the national park land to the state. It will become Queensland's first Aboriginal land national park after the title deeds are handed over and following its rededication as Bujumbura National Park.
In more national news, a new study has revealed cybercrime directly impacts half of Australia's computer users. A survey of more than 13,000 people by the Australian Institute of Criminology found 47% reported some impact of cybercrime in the past year. More than a quarter had been the victim of online abuse and harassment. The report found LGBTQI people were significantly more likely than heterosexual respondents to have been the victim of online abuse, harassment, and malware. The Institute's researcher, Anthony Morgan, said most people don't report being a victim to cybercrime, and official statistics significantly underestimate the extent of the impact. And in international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin made a televised address on Monday evening. Putin said he deliberately let Saturday's 24-hour mutiny by the Wagner militia go on as long as it did to avoid bloodshed. He emphasized the incident strengthened Russia's national unity. The late-night address was his first on the issue since he spoke on Saturday, pledging to end the mutiny. The president said he would fulfill his promise, offering multiple options for the Wagner forces. They could relocate to Belarus, sign a contract with Russia's defense ministry, or choose to return to their families.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.